Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes again, wherever that you're at. This is Reaching the World for Christ. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, and we're in Springboro, Ohio, to Saban, coming on with this broadcast. We're going to be on for 2 hours, so I want everybody to just join right in with us and be a part of it. You call in on 310-742-1759 and be a part of it. We'll put you right on here with us. And so we're just looking forward for a great move of God. And so call in on 310-742-1759 and we're going to praise the Lord. We're speaking on forgiveness tonight, so just want you to join in with us and be a part of this service. So 706. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother Yearwood, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, brother, this is Brother Tony. How you doing?
Oh, okay, Brother Tony. I'm glad that you've called in there tonight. We're going to be on here for 2 hours tonight, so we're speaking on forgiveness, so we'll just... let you go ahead and obey the Lord there in a minute. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer and pray for the service and give everybody another number here to call in if they want to call in and be a part of it. So we just turn you loose here in a few minutes.
All right. That's fine. I'll call in, listen, thought I'd say something here in a minute, and I'll let y'all go ahead and get underway here.
No, you just stay on. Don't get off.
All righty, I'm right.
Yeah, you're okay. You can stay right on here with us.
All righty.
937. Oh, let's see. I've got a different phone here tonight, so I'm bound up with my numbers. So we're here in Springboro, Ohio. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come in agreement right now, Father, Lord, that you're going to reach down, God, and that you're going to touch the people around the world, Lord, that you're going to move, God, tonight. And Father, that you're going to save the lost, sanctify and fill the Holy Ghost. Lord, you're going to heal them, God, that is sick and afflicted. God, you're going to make them. Oh, Lord, and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father, in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Lord. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it all, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Tony, just go ahead and obey the Lord there.
All right, brother. Well, we talked about forgiveness, you know. One of the things that came to my mind whenever you said forgiveness was sin, amen. And a lot of people, you know, don't really realize that, you know, forgiveness means that God washes away all of our sins, amen. And, you know, a lot of times people get a little bit confused, amen. They think that, you know, once you come to know Christ and you say, God, forgive me for my sins, that's for all the rest of your life also, you know. You know, I believe people may make mistakes and, you know, people stumble and fall. But I believe God wants us to strive to live a perfect and holy life, amen. And for those of you who have your Bibles with you, I'm going to come bring a scripture out of Romans chapter 6, start verse 1. And this is actually on my heart earlier. You know, the Lord knew what he was going to do. I planned to call in earlier, and I was just reading the Word of God today and just meditating upon the Lord. And, you know, this is what I opened up my Bible to, and I'm just going to, I reckon this is what God had me to bring. Shall we say then? Verse 1 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer? Amen. Church, I believe that when God has called us to forgive us, we've got to remove the sin in our life, amen. Remove everything that hinders us from God in our life, and completely just surrender to God, because Paul says right here, God forbid that we live in sin and be God's children, amen. You know, I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight, but I believe that God is wanting you not to surrender yourself to Him, surrender everything you have to Him. Maybe you've been struggling with financial problems. Maybe you've been struggling with marriage problems. Maybe you've been struggling with problems at work or deeper than that, spiritual problems. I believe that the only way that God can really spiritually heal us tonight is if we come to God and say, Father, forgive me for my sins, amen. And we read on a little bit here towards the end of the end. The Bible says at the end of the chapter, in verse 23, says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, amen. Now I'm glad to know that through Jesus Christ, this is what I believe is saying here, if we continue to live in sin, it's hard for God to forgive us. It's hard for God to say, you know, I see you continue to stay in sin, you continue to stay in the mess that you're in. I want to deliver you. I want to forgive you. I want to set you free from that sin. But a lot of people tonight, they want to sit in their sin and wallow, and they want to enjoy it. The Bible does indeed say that there is pleasure in sin, but only for a little season. Only for a little season. And after that season is up, we've got to deal with the consequences. Which I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I believe in heaven and I believe in hell. If you want to keep living in your sin, if you want to keep wallowing in your sin and enjoying the pleasure of this world, you will have to face judgment day and you will have to face hell. But this is what the Word of God says for those that come to Christ and say, God, forgive me for my sins. I repent. Amen. This is what it says. I just read it in verse 23. It says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ, our Lord, was the only way that the veil could be ripped from the temple, was the only way that could open up the pearly gates of heaven so that we might have a chance. Amen. Now, just because Jesus Christ went to the cross and died for our sins, and we believe that, that doesn't mean that we can sit here and say, well, Jesus died for me. I know I'm going to heaven. No, it goes deeper than that. We've got to honor God. We've got to obey God. When we say, God, forgive me for my sins, that means, God, I'm ready to leave my sin. I'm ready to put it behind me and start walking forward. You know, Jesus said to pick up our cross daily, to deny ourselves and pick up our cross daily. I believe what it says, deny ourselves, means to deny the flesh. And when it says deny the flesh, it means deny the sin in our life.
Amen.
Put back the sin and pick up the cross. Pick up the burdens pick up the callings that God has called us to do. Pick up the Word of God, our sword, our shield, our strong tower. Pick up our faith. Pick up our belief
and drop the sin and walk daily in our daily walk with God. Amen.
Amen,
brother. We've got to understand that when God says, "I forgive you," it doesn't just mean to go out there and live it up. Amen. I believe that when God says, "I forgive you," means come into my arms. Let me shelter you. Let me comfort you. Let me guide you. Amen. So we've got to walk with God. We've got to, when we say, "God, forgive me," we've got to make that ultimate decision that, "God, I'm ready here to walk with you. I'm ready to not to give you all of me." Because when we do so, God begins to bless us. God begins to anoint us. God begins to take us under his wing and shield us and guide us from whatever comes our way. Amen. A lot of people say, "Well, I'm not ready to live for God." I tell you what, I used to think that way too when I wasn't saved. But ever since I got saved, I say every day, "God, I'm glad I'm living for you. Because if I wasn't, who knows where I'd be? I could be behind bars. I could be in the grave. I could be so far in debt that you couldn't believe it. I could be homeless or anything." But I believe that God, that when I gave my heart to God, he took me under his wing and said, "As long as you obey me and stay by my side, I will bless you. I will protect you. I'll be your strong tower. I will walk before you. I will guide you." Amen. Yeah, I don't know if anybody or not maybe listening in feels like they've made a mistake and they feel like God can't forgive them. That's a lie of the devil.
Amen.
So that's a lie of Satan himself. Because, you know, if we made a mistake, God forgives. God forgives.
Yes.
He did say, "Now repent." He did say to repent from our sins. Turn away from it. Don't look back. So if we want to say God, if we want forgiveness from our mistakes and from our past, we've got to turn away from it and give it all to God and not look back. Amen. There is forgiveness. There is hope. Maybe there's a minister listening in looking for a way out of temptation, looking for a way out of sin. Hey, the only way that can happen is if we truly surrender everything to God. Only way that can happen is if we truly bow down to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and say, "God, I'm ready to surrender it all." You know, I couldn't deliver myself from sin. I couldn't save myself from mistakes. I couldn't pick myself up and dust me off. But only Jesus Christ could. Only God could. But we got to be willing to say, "God, I'm ready for you to pick me up. God, I'm tired of wallowing in my sin. I'm tired of sitting here thinking about my mistakes and not moving forward in my ministry, not moving forward to walk with God. And God, I'm ready to pick up my cross daily and walk with you. I'm ready to put the mistakes behind me because, God, you said you forgive me. I'm not ready to face the death of hell. I'm not ready to face the death of hell, but I'm ready to face eternal life through Jesus Christ." Amen.
Amen.
The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. And church, I don't know about you, but I'm not want to face the wages of sin tonight. That's not what God called me to do. That's not what God saved me for. But he saved me, and he called me to be able to live with Jesus Christ in eternal glory through our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, by what he did on the cross. Amen. If we can sit here all day and say that the cross was in vain. Jesus never did anything for us. But that's a lie of the devil. When Jesus went to the cross, he was looking 2,000 years into the future thinking about me. He was looking 2,000 years into the future thinking about you tonight. Jesus was looking in the future thinking about each and every one of us. Not the ones just living today, not the ones living then, but the ones living in the future, amen. He was thinking about each and every one of us was on his mind. And that's the beautiful thing about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You may think that you're nobody in this world. You may think that you're lonely. But God said, if you call me to come into your heart, I will never leave you or forsake you. I can wipe away all your sins as I did 2,000 years ago when I hung in blood on that cross. Amen. You know, this week we celebrate Easter, amen. And in a few days, it's going to be Good Friday. What better way than not to thank God, to honor God by giving your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, "God, what you did on that cross thousands of years ago, you did it for me. What
amen.
You did when you buried, when you put all my sins on your back, all my sorrows, and you bled and you shed your blood and you died and you were beaten and you were bruised, you did it for me. And tonight I want to give you my heart. Brother Ford, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity and the time to be on the air with you tonight. I've not been a little busy lately and haven't got a chance, but I tell you, it's a blessing to be with you here tonight. I appreciate it. I'll go ahead and turn it back over to you, brother.
Amen. Well, we appreciate that, Brother Tony. Just stay in there and listen. We got several others going to be coming on here with us and just obeying God. So I'll just let Sister Green come on now and obey the Lord. Then we'll get Brother Green in here, and we got some more that's going to be obeying the Lord, and some more will be calling in here. And so if you want to call in on 310-742-1759, we'll call in and be a part of this service with us. So I'm going to let Sister Green go ahead and sing and obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. It's good to be with you all. I'm so glad that God has given us this day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I'm so glad He forgave me one day when I called upon Him. You know, I was thinking about the word repentance. Repentance means that you're sorry and you lay it down at an altar, whether it be your bedside, whether it be an old stump, whether it be an altar at a church house, wherever you may be. It may be at your kitchen table. It may be at your computer table. It doesn't matter. If your altar is right there and you lay down your sin and you repent, that means to turn around and to go the other way and to leave it there and to never pick it up again. Praise God. And that's what I did a long time ago in 1993. I did exactly that. I'm not saying that I believe it was Brother Yearwood said I haven't dotted every T, crossed every T and dotted every I. But praise the Lord, if we fail God, we have an advocate with the Father that He would forgive us. Praise God, that He will forgive us. And you know, if you fall down, you just get right back up. I used to tell my kids, you get up and you just dust your knees off and you go right on for the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you know, because you fall down doesn't mean you can't never walk again or you can't never run again. Praise the Lord. But you know, the devil will take you out further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. And praise the Lord, but God has a way back, and it's repentance. That's what it's called, is you be sorrowful for what you've done to disobey the Lord. And, you know, just to disobey God is a bad thing. And, you know, He said sacrifice, disobedience is, or to be obedient is better than sacrifice. So if we be obedient and measure up according to the Word of God, we'll be all right with the blood of Jesus. And that's the only way we can go. And I'm going to share this here little song with you. If you see a man in sandals, send him down my way. He might be my master. He's coming back someday. If you see a man in white, like no one you've seen before, send him on to me, 'cause that's the man I'm looking for. God. You know, he's not coming back in sandals, Brother Yearwood. He's not coming back like he was, a babe in a manger, a lamb. He's already been the lamb. They sing a song, you won't find him again at the whipping post, standing there so meek, and you won't be nailed to a rugged cross through his hands and through his feet. And there'll never be another Calvary. Praise God, he's already shed the blood that we needed for our sins, our wages that Brother Tony was talking about, that did a fine job. Praise God, we never have to see another Calvary again, but he's already done it. He's already been there, and this time he's coming back with power on a white horse, praise God, and he's going to put down the kingdoms of this old world. He already did it at Babylon. He was that stone that was hewed out of the mountain. Praise Amen. God, and he will forgive you. He even forgave the ones that crucified him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Yearwood, and good to be with y'all tonight.
Amen. Who is there, Brother Green? Nobody, Lord.
Good to be here tonight on this radio broadcast. And I'm just thankful tonight that I'm forgiven, that I know my sins are washed away. I'm glad I believe that old report, how Christ came and died for our sins on the cross. How that they nailed him to that old rugged tree. You know, if he hadn't have come to that cross, we'd all be lost tonight. There'd not be one saved person in this whole world. If he would have rejected the cross and hadn't took up his cross, you know, he allowed them to lay him down on that cross. And they nailed those nails into his feet, into his hands. They took that crown of thorns and they placed it on his head. You know, and he bore those thorns for us, and he bore the stripes for us. He was wounded for us, and he was afflicted, and he was led as a sheep to the slaughter. Praise God, so we could be forgiven tonight. We can have eternal life. If you're out there tonight, you don't know Jesus, you can have eternal life. The Bible says, whosoever will. That whosoever will can come and take the water of life freely. And he's not no respecter of persons tonight, the Bible says. For as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I'm so glad I believe tonight, Brother Yearwood. I'm so glad that I called on Jesus. I'm so glad that somebody preached the gospel to me. I'm so glad that I said yes to Jesus, and he's a good God tonight. And I tell you, he died for the sins of the whole world. I tell you, he didn't leave nobody out. I tell you, you can't, you ain't gone too far tonight that you can't come back to the foot of the cross.
Amen.
I just thank God that I'm saved tonight, and I'm saved by grace through faith. And I'm forgiven. You know, that's what it's all about tonight, is being forgiven of our sins. I had a record one day. The old account was large and growing every day. Praise God. You know, if you've never repented and come to the foot of the cross, then you're still not forgiven. You must be forgiven. Praise God. Glory to God. Feel the power of God tonight in this house.
Amen.
I tell you, it'll touch you. If you'll reach out, the Bible says he's not far from any of us. Praise
Amen.
God. If we feel after him, we shall find him. I believe it was Paul preaching on Mars Hill. He said he's not far from any of us. Praise God. And you know, he said, though, he's coming back, like Sister Joanna said, that he's a coming back, but he's coming back this time. He's coming back to judge the world in righteousness. The Bible said that he'll judge the world through this man who he hath ordained, and that is Jesus Christ. He's going to be the judge one day, and they're going to look at him, and they're going to see the nail prints in his hands. They're going to see the nail prints in his feet. They're going to see where they pierced him in the side, and they took that life that he had, and the blood came running down on that cross and came down on Calvary's hill, and that blood came running down for you and me, that whosoever will could be saved. Praise God. You know, we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. There is none righteous, no, not one. We had all strayed and gone out of the way. But the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Praise God. Just good to be saved tonight. I'll turn it back over to Brother Yearwood.
Amen. I appreciate all this. I tell you what, God is wanting to do something tonight. And if you want to call in, be a part of this, call in on 310-742-1759 and just be a part of this service with us. So I'm going to let our foster daughter come around and obey the Lord. And this is Betty. Go ahead.
First John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen. That's a good word right there. So I'm going to let Stephanie come around, and she's going to obey the Lord. Well, I'll let Rachel come around first.
He counts the stars one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees every sparrow that falls. He's the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. And he knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, and He knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day, but I know I'll be just fine, and He knows my name. Don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know what things.
One, go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are, where you're at. One, go ahead and tell us who you are, where you're at. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't guess they're hearing me. So, anyway, praise God. If you'll come on in there, 111, and tell us who you are and where you're at. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I've got some scriptures here I want to read, and so if anybody else out there want to call in on 310-742-1750, go ahead and call in and tell us who you are and where you're at. Praise the Lord. This is Psalms 103. Bless you. Let's see. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Psalms 103. Blessed the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forgive not all, forgive forget not all His benefits, who for forgiveness all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases. You know, praise God, here in the Word of God, it's telling us to bless the name of the Lord. You know, that's all we need to do tonight is to bless the name of the Lord. And, you know, and really, remember that this is forgiveness. You know, God has forgiven you of your sins and your trespasses. If you called up on him and you said, Lord, forgive me, you know, that's what God is looking for people to do. I remember when the Lord come into my life and when he forgave me of my sins and all of my trespasses, I was thinking this week about how that I was so low down in sin. I was on all kinds of drugs and all kinds of everything else, anything that would make me high, I was on it. But praise God, I'm glad that I reached down one day and I said, Lord, come into my life. And I'm glad that the Lord come in on January 1975, January the 19th day. He come into my life and he forgave me of my sins. He turned me around and he gave me a new walk. And, you know, that's what it's all about tonight. My friend, I don't care who you are. I don't care how far you've been. I don't care, like Sister Joanne said there a while ago, that sin will take you further than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. But praise God, all you've got to do is just say, Lord, here I am. I'm asking you to forgive me, and God will forgive you. He sent his son down here to die on this old rugged cross that you could have life. My friend, he sent his son down here that I could have life. And I tell you what, I thank God for the life that he gave me. That one day after a while, I'm going to hear him say, well done. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rulers over many things. I praise God. God is looking for someone that will just ask him to come into their life. He said it wasn't his will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Everybody's got to come the knee route. Everybody's got to get the blood applied to their soul if they want to get into the kingdom of God. And it said, blessed the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Praise God. I tell you what, I'm proud tonight to know that we can bless the Lord and that we can praise God, that we can worship the Lord in spirit and truth because he seeks to worship him. He's looking for someone that will look to him and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Praise God. And I tell you what, God is looking for you and I tonight that we will turn to him if we want to make heaven our home. Praise God. If you got your Bible, don't you turn with me to Psalms 86. It says, for thou, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Unto all them that call upon thee. You know, hallelujah. I'm glad tonight that he is wanting to forgive us. Praise God. And it says, for thou, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and plenteous
salvation. Hallelujah. Men, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're not too good organized here tonight. We've had so much going on today that everything got us off balance. But anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. We got another call in there. 937. Go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are.
Hi, Brother Yearwood. It's us with a cell phone in case the home phone decides to cut out on us.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I tell you, praise the Lord. Him, go ahead and put a song on there. Or go ahead and sing a song. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Many times I have traveled down the long, lonely road, headed for another place to tell. Someone who needs it, the story of Jesus, and how he'll save their soul from hell. I've seen many great places, many new faces, beautiful sights where I've been. But I want you to know the reason I go, to tell the old story again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's a story of Jesus, oh how he loves us. He'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross, to save a world lost in sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. At times I have questioned, I have wondered, Lord, is this truly your will? I've been discouraged, tired and weary. Sometimes it seems all uphill. That's when he takes me back, all the places I've been, where he saved so many from sin. And it breaks my heart like it did from the start, and I've got to go tell it again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's a story of Jesus, oh how he loves us. He'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross, to save a world lost in sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over and over and over again.
Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Brother Roy, this is Brother John from Thompson, Georgia.
Amen. Go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
All right. If you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and sing a song first before I preach.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to sing I Should Have Been Crucified.
Amen. Just go ahead and obey the Lord, and you just if you got any more singers down there with you, just let them go ahead and worship the Lord there.
All right.
coming to take me away. When the voice from heaven was heard that said, let him go, take me instead. And I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace, but Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Crown of thorns, a spear in his side, and all the pain it should have been mine. Those rusty nails were meant for me. Oh, but Christ took them and he let me go free. And I should have been crucified. I should have suffered. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace, but Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Jesus, God's Son, oh, Jesus, God's Son, oh, Jesus, God's Son, took my place.
Truly tonight, Lord Jesus Christ has took our place on the cross of Calvary. Tonight we're speaking about forgiveness and being forgiven. Tonight, if you have your Bible, turn with me to Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23, beginning with verse 13. Luke chapter 23 and beginning with verse 13. Tonight's title of the message is, do you know what to do with the Father's forgiveness? What have you done with the Father's forgiveness? You know, tonight the Lord Jesus Christ had power on the earth to forgive sins. We need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is the forgiveness of the Father. And so I want to come by the realm there, give you the Word of God here out of Luke chapter 23 and see what those have done with the forgiveness of the Father. And not only what those have done, but what have you done tonight with the forgiveness of the Father? The Bible says here that we find that they had took Jesus Christ in the captivity. He'd come before Pilate. This was the Passover feast. And amen. And he'd come, and being from Galilee, then Pilate, who was the governor of the feast at that time and the ruler at that time, and amen. But he had also known that Jesus from the area of Galilee and being a Galilean, that he would come under Herod's jurisdiction while he was out there. And also at that time, Herod was at Jerusalem because of the feast. So we find, amen, that earlier on in that chapter that he come before Herod. And Herod was a man, amen, that at that time Herod and Pilate both, there was an enmity between them, the Bible says in verse 12. In other words, they had not gotten along. There was actually a hatred, a variance between them, even though they were both rulers, amen. But there was something, amen, that, and Herod, he came before Herod, and the Bible says that his men of war set him at naught. mocked him there in verse 11 and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him again to Pilate. Herod wanted to see something, amen, he had desired to see him for a long time. The only thing Herod didn't realize that the forgiveness of God was standing before Herod that night. But when the forgiveness of the Father stood before him that night, he had desired to see it, amen. There are those of you underneath the sound of my voice have desired to see the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of the Father. But when the forgiveness of the Father, amen, stood before him that night, all they could do was mock him. All they could do was hope for some miracle to be done by the forgiveness of the Father. Truly tonight, there is a miracle, amen. The forgiveness of the Father, the greatest miracle it can ever be is a man or a woman to be born again by the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. He truly, when he took away the sins on the cross in Calvary, that night, forgiveness of the Father. Amen. Amen. He was the ultimate sacrifice. The Bible says that the chief priests and the scribes that there in verse 10 stood and vehemently accused him. That reminds me of the book of Matthew, amen, chapter 7, where the Bible says that if we don't build our house, amen, upon the rock, hallelujah, the Bible says that those that build their house upon the rock, their house upon Jesus Christ, their foundation is on the forgiveness of the Father tonight. The Bible says even though the winds and the storms beat vehemently, it shall stand. But the Bible says if we build our house upon the sand tonight, amen, and we don't have the forgiveness of the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a cornerstone, a foundation in our lives, in our walk tonight, the Bible says that as even the chief priest and the scribes vehemently accused, there was a wind of doctrine that was coming. You need to know tonight that great is the fall of the house. Every one of you tonight is a house of God, and God wants to come in and make a habitation by his forgiveness. Amen. But tonight we need to, what are we doing with that forgiveness? What are we doing with the Father's forgiveness? And the Bible says that starting in verse 13, and Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, there was a calling together. There was a gathering together. You need to know tonight, church, that there's a gathering together under the forgiveness of the Father tonight. Amen. We've been called together under the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, no matter what your position, no matter where you are, the Bible said that Pilate called the chief priests and the rulers and the people. He said unto them in verse 14, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I have examined him before you, and having found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof ye accuse him. You need to know tonight that, amen, just like the chief priest, amen, they accuse, and the people and the rulers accuse this man, amen, of perverting the nation, perverting the people, causing the people to turn away. But it wasn't that. He was trying to turn them into the forgiveness of the Father. He was trying to turn them into a way, amen. But hallelujah, the Bible says that they accuse him, just like Satan accused, amen, the brethren there in Revelation 12, 9 and 10. Amen. The Bible says, and now has come the power of his Christ, for he is the accuser of the brethren day and night. But you need to know tonight that by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony, a testimony of forgiveness tonight, the blood of forgiveness tonight, amen, we can overcome those that accuse us and falsely accuse us. What did they people do? They accused the forgiveness of God. They turned away from the forgiveness of God. The Bible says, amen, in verse, that Pilate said he had examined him, and he found no fault in this man touching those things where he was accused of. He didn't find anything in the forgiveness of the Father, amen, that was worthy of death. The verse 15 says, no, not yet, Herod, for I sent you unto him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. The Bible says, I will therefore chastise him and release him. As he began to examine the forgiveness of the Father, to appease the people, he wanted to chastise him. He wanted to beat him. He wanted to whip him. And he was going to release him. What have you done with the Father's forgiveness tonight? Pilate wanted to correct it. You can't correct the forgiveness of God. The Bible says that God, amen, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You need to know tonight, amen, that as he examined and found nothing of worthy of death, he wanted to chastise the forgiveness. He wanted to release him, amen. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah. He would have to chastise him because the Bible says in Isaiah 53 and 5, for he was wounded for our transgressions. He was the wounds. We wounded the forgiveness of God by our rebellion tonight, church. Every wound that was on the forgiveness of God was because of our rebellion. And the Bible says he was bruised for our iniquities. Everything of our guilt, iniquity means guilt, for our guilt are the bruises. The forgiveness of the Father was bruised and wounded and forsaken. Tonight, church, what have you done with the forgiveness of the Father? What have you done with the forgiveness of the Father? And verse 17 says, for of necessity he must release one of them at the feast. This was the feast of the Passover, and it was the custom. It was the law that at that time that one prisoner would be released. The Passover lamb that was slain would take the place. Amen. Take on the guilt. Take on the sin of one, and one would be released. One would be set free. Tonight, church, all you need is the forgiveness of the Father to be set free. I don't care what sin you committed. I don't care what you're involved in right now. There's a forgiveness of the Father tonight. How are you going to react to it? How are you going to act to it? How are you going to respond? Do you know what you're doing under the Father's forgiveness tonight? That Father's forgiveness is available to each and every one of you underneath the sound of my voice tonight. Amen, because there's necessity tonight that all those that receive the forgiveness will be set free by the power of his forgiveness. Tonight it's a necessity that every one of you that are bound tonight be set free by the forgiveness of the Father. Amen, but it's not just one. It's whosoever will tonight. Whosoever will come unto the Father. Whosoever will come unto Jesus. He said, no man comes unto the Father but by me. No man comes. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. No man comes unto the Father. He is the way of forgiveness. He's the way of life. He is the truth that brings you unto the Father tonight. The Bible says, and as they cried out all at once, saying, away with this man. Away with the forgiveness of the
yes.
Father. Take him away out of our life. Take the forgiveness of the Father and release unto us Barabbas. Tonight, what have we released in our own life? Tonight, what have we released in our own life? Amen, because we've cried out against the forgiveness of the Father, and we've demanded for the forgiveness of the Father to be away with it. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, amen, he came into those, he made those, and he came in his own, he received him not. There's not a receiving. The forgiveness of the Father came into the children of Israel, came into his created being, but we didn't receive him. We rejected him. We rejected the forgiveness of the Father. And we have released into our own lives those that have done, the Bible says in verse 9, who for a certain sedition, in other words, an uprising, made in the city, and for murder was cast into prison. Here was a man who had done a true uprising against the people. Here was a man who had done a murder. But you know what? Even Barabbas had not released. Even Barabbas, amen, had come face to face with the forgiveness of the Father. Amen. What did Barabbas do with the forgiveness of the Father? And the Bible says, Pilate therefore in verse 20, willing to release Jesus, speaking in unto them. He was willing again to release him when he went through all these things. Even though the people cried out, but they cried saying, crucify him, crucify him. Tonight, church, are you asking for the forgiveness of God to be crucified? Are you asking for the forgiveness that the Heavenly Father, the loving Father, has given to you to be crucified and hung on a cross? And he said unto them the third time, why? What evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. Third time. Third time he had pleaded to let Jesus go. But tonight, even though he was a governor and even though he was a ruler, he didn't have the power to set Jesus free. He didn't have the authority because what had been ordained for this purpose, Christ came into the world. For this purpose, for that time, for this hour, this was the Lord's hour of forgiveness. The Bible says in verse 23, and there was
instant they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. Oh, it wasn't the voice of authority, but it was the voice of the mob saying, crucify the forgiveness of the Father. Crucify. And the chief priests raised their voices. And they added voice to voice. And the voices of the world prevailed. The Bible says in verse 24, Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required.
Amen.
Well, we need to know tonight, church. You need to know tonight, brothers and sisters. You need to know tonight, those of you that are listening all over the world. Pilate gave sentence, but that sentence was a long time ago in the Garden of Eden. Genesis chapter 3, when he would bruise the head and bruise the heel of the serpent. Amen. Hallelujah. Bruise the head of the enemy. Amen. That forgiveness came at the very time, at the fall of man. The Father's forgiveness. He had a plan. He had a sentence. Amen. That sentence was already carried out long before Pilate, long before the mob cried out. The Bible says in verse 25, and he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired. Judge tonight, what do you desire? The Bible says in Psalms, amen, delight thyself in the Lord, he'll give you the what? The desire of your heart. Do you desire a murder to be released unto you? Do you desire a person who's done an uprising? Or do you desire the forgiveness of the Father tonight, whom they had desired that he delivered Jesus to their will? Oh, it wasn't the will of the people. It was the will of the Father. And as verse 26, and as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, church, you need to know tonight, Simon would not have been able to bear the cross until the forgiveness of the Father had buried before him, before Jesus bore the cross. Because when he bore up the cross, he took away the sin. Church, do you understand tonight? He took away the burden. Forgiveness took away the burden that he made it able, that Simon of Cyrene would carry the cross. You need to know tonight that the forgiveness of the Father has already carried your cross, that it won't be heavy. Amen. He's already carried your cross tonight. Will it be carried before you? Forgiveness carried your cross. Amen, on his back. Amen, up the place. Amen, all the way to Golgotha, all the way to Calvary Hill tonight. Forgiveness went all the way, even unto death of the cross. You need to know tonight that you don't have to wear it. Just like I sang tonight, I should have been crucified. That should have been my cross all the way, but it didn't have to be. Because why? Because one day I met the forgiveness of the Father. What am I going to do with it? What am I going to do with it tonight? I'm going to embrace it. Tonight I'm going to hold it. Tonight I'm going to let the forgiveness of the Father be my Lord and Savior. Tonight I'm going to let the forgiveness of the Father be my Christ, whom the Bible says in Acts, amen, hallelujah, that when Stephen was speaking unto them, amen, he said, whom you have crucified, whom he has made both Lord and Christ. And the Bible says, and there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. In verse 27, verse 28, but Jesus, turning to them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Don't cry for me now. Don't cry for me, but cry for yourselves and cry for your children. For behold, the days are coming, in that which they shall say, blessed are the barren. In other words, there will come a time when they say, blessed are you that don't bring forth any new births. Blessed are you that don't bring forth any children. Blessed are you that doesn't go forth and multiply and bring forth new life. We're coming to a time when there's nothing new, no births, nothing birthed within us, nothing coming forth. And the word will say, you're blessed because you're not having issues. You're blessed because you don't have to put up with children. You're blessed because you don't have to put up with this or that. You need to know tonight, children are not accidents. Children are children, and they're children of the living God. You need to know tonight that blessed is the man whose quiver is full of children, church. So one of the first commandments of the Lord came, he said, go forth and multiply, bring forth new life. Amen. But the Bible says, and he said, and the wombs that never bare, and the path which never gave suck, the flowing of the mother's milk, the nurturing of the Lord. You know why the enemy doesn't want any new boats? Because the Bible says that we are to teach our children, Proverbs 22 and 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. You have to understand tonight that we need to nurture up our children in the admonition of the Lord. But what is happening is there's a realm of going and not having any more children or not taking care of the children. And as we find, amen, that as we're not nursing up in the admonition of the Lord, there are generations that are coming up that don't know the forgiveness of the Father. They have no idea what the forgiveness of the Father is. But the Bible says in verse 30, then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us. Not only will they not bring any forth any new children, not only will there not be any flowing of milk, but from the mother's breast. But we find, amen, that they'll begin to say, mountains fall on us. They'll have a place in the beach so depressed and oppressed that they'll want to die because there's no new life. There's no new garment. The Bible says that he gives a new wine, church, but he doesn't give a new wine until there's a new bottle. The new bottle only comes by the forgiveness of the Father, receiving that forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they said to the hills, cover us. In other words, they wanted to hide. There was nothing but just death and oppression. He said, for if you will do these things in a green tree, in other words, if you'll do these things in a tree that's alive and well producing fruit, what shall be done in the dry? What's going to be done in the dry? The Bible says that there was also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. The malefactors, one on the right side and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Amen.
And they parted his wings and cast lots. These men took the clothing, the garment, the covering of the forgiveness of the Father. To cast lots to see who was going to get the covering of the forgiveness of the Father. You need to know tonight that you can come and take the lots and the raiment. You can come and take the garment. You can uncover the forgiveness of the Father. But what do you want to do with it? You can cry out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also, with him deride him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. If he be the Christ, the chosen of God. That's true. That was the only truth that they spoke, the crowd spoke. He saved others, but he couldn't save himself. Because he was there that night to save those that were in the crowd, those that had derided him, those that had mocked him, those that had taken. Tonight, what will you do with the forgiveness of the Father? The Bible says, and the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar. Tonight, you need to know, the Bible says that he gave us beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. Again, if you are the king of the Jews. It was all about saving themselves. It was all about coming down. They wanted to see a miracle. They wanted to see the forgiveness of the Father come down off the cross. Could he? Sure, he could. He had the power. He had it. But you know what kept him from coming down off the cross? The forgiveness. Father,
Amen.
Forgiveness. They were to carry on because you know what? Forgiveness was given. Forgiveness was given on this day, and I'm talking about forgiveness was given to Pilate. Forgiveness was available to Herod. Forgiveness was available to the crowd. Forgiveness was available to the chief priest. Forgiveness was available to those who mocked him. Forgiveness was available and made opportunity to those who cast lots. Forgiveness was given to each and every one. That's at the foot of the cross. And you need to know tonight that the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. One thing that Pilate got in all this, he came to the realization that he wrote that he was the King of the Jews. But in all this tonight, church, ending up, what are you going to do with the Father's forgiveness? Even right now as we speak. Right now, all across this country and all across these nations. Some of you are already, this is Tuesday evening where we're at, but some of you that are overseas are already into your Wednesday. Some of us are looking for tomorrow, but at midnight tonight, that tomorrow will turn into today. Today is the day of forgiveness.
Amen.
Those of you, today is the day of forgiveness. Right there where you're at, right now, is the opportunity. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've done in the crowd. I don't care what you've done with forgiveness. But right now, you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to embrace the forgiveness of the Father. You have the opportunity to make the forgiveness of the Father your Lord and Savior. You have an opportunity right now where we're at, to accept the forgiveness of the Father. If you don't forgive those, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass, forgive us. If we don't give forgiveness tonight, but church, first of all, we've got to receive it. First of all, we've got to accept it. First of all, we've got to embrace it. And first of all, after we've received it and live it, then we turn around and give it away. Give it away again. Give it to all the others. Everyone, give forgiveness. I don't care where you've been hurt. The Bible says a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and his contentions, which means his ways, are like the bars of a castle. Some of you underneath the sound of my voice, you've been hurt by loved ones. You've been offended. You were in pain, and you were in sorrow. But this is the hour of forgiveness, church. This is the hour to cast it away, that those that can go, because they didn't know what they were doing. They come against you, and amen, but you know what? We're no better off if we don't give them forgiveness, no matter what they've done tonight. There's not anything except there's only unforgiveness and blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. We might talk about that a little later time, but right now I feel, Brother Lloyd, if you would, I would like for you to just pray over the air and just lead people in salvation and forgiveness right now, if you would, Brother.
Amen. Let's just go to the Lord. Pray for everybody out there, and just pray that God will save them. And 423, go ahead and come in and tell us who you are.
Hey, it's been pretty, buddy. I just was traveling around. I'm out, and thought about calling. I've been driving, and I'm stopped right now. I want to call and tell you God bless you, and I hope you win souls tonight. So I might be saved, blessed, and uplifted. Which, I'm saved by just knowing that you're on the air spreading the gospel, talking about my Jesus. And, you know, that's what it's all about, seeing somebody saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and living for the Lord. And I'm on my way home, and I believe that it's in the Saturday and the time. I believe we're just about there. And I praise God for people like you and the others that call in. Amen. And just remember me and my family. We'll be remembering you and yours out on the road traveling and everything. So you have a good one. I'll get off to somebody else on, and we'll hopefully see you soon. God bless you. Love you, buddy.
God bless you. Okay, let's just all go to the Lord in prayer and pray for them that's out there that's lost, that don't know the way, that God will get a hold of them this day and that he will save their soul. All they've got to do is just say, Lord, forgive me, and he's
Amen.
Willing to forgive them. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we come in agreement right now, Father, Lord, as the lost man and lost woman, boy or girl, Lord, we're asking you, Father, that you will just reach down, and God, that you will forgive them of their sins, of their trespasses, and Lord, that you will write their names in the Lamb's Book of Life, and God, that you will forgive them, Lord, of their sins. God, we just asking you, Lord, that you will speak to their hearts, and God, we know that you're speaking. Lord, we know that your word will not return void, but it accomplish what it's sent forth to do. And Lord, you said that it wasn't your will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Now, Lord, we're asking God that you will let them repent. Lord, that you will burden them. Lord, that you will make the sheets, God, short for them. And Lord, cause them to repent, Father. Cause them to turn to you. And, Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for saving that lost soul, God, that is so near to hell. Lord, we praise you, God, right now, Father, for writing their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And God, let them have a testimony. God, let them to stand up and tell the world, Lord, that you have saved them. God, with a heart of believance and a mouth confession of that righteousness made unto salvation. And Lord, that's what it takes to be saved. And Lord, just let them do that this day, Father, in Jesus' holy name. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise Hallelujah. The Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anything you want to obey the Lord. Hallelujah.
Say a little
praise God.
I say a little something here. Just glad to, like I said earlier, to be forgiven. You know, we need forgiveness. If we don't have forgiveness, one day we'll have to stand at the judgment bar of God. We'll have to stand there at that great white throne judgment. And we'll have to give an account for our life. And we'll have to stand there and the books will be open. And the book of life will be open. But our name will not be found in the book if we have not got our record right. I'm so glad that I made my record right. You know, Jesus paid our pardon at Calvary. You know, he pardoned our sin at Calvary. He died on that cross to pay our pardon. You know, if you're in jail tonight, you need a pardon. If you're in a jailhouse somewhere, in a natural jailhouse, I tell you tonight you need pardon for your what you've done wrong. And we had all went astray. And the Lord had the Father had laid upon him the iniquity of us. Praise God. He had laid upon Christ. See, Christ, the Lamb of God. He was the Lamb of God that died on the cross. You know, people's looking for a sacrifice tonight to pay for their sin. But I'm so glad that Jesus was that sacrifice for all men. He was that Lamb of God. He was that Lamb of God, that Passover Lamb. Praise God. They nailed him to that cross. You know, I was thinking about there in the book of Exodus when they came out of Egypt. You know, we're in Egypt tonight if we're still in our sins.
Amen.
We're spiritually in Egypt. And we can't get into the promised land unless we cross over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, like the old song says. I'll tell you what'll get you across Jordan is the cross of Calvary and the man that died on that cross. Praise God. He died, the Lamb of God. He was slain for our iniquities. He took our sins in his own body on the tree. Praise God. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Praise God. I tell you, if you're not in Christ tonight, you're still in your sin. Praise God. But you can get out of that sin. There is a way across Jordan. If you're still over in Egypt land, you need to come out of Egypt. You need to get into Canaan's fair land, into that place where the blessing of Christ is. Praise God. Where you'll have power over the giants. Praise God.
Amen.
You can drive them giants out of your life. I don't know what kind of giants you're facing tonight, but you'll never drive them out of your life without Christ, without him on your side. You'll never overcome, praise God. But if we overcome, we're going to sit down one day at the table of the Lord, and we're going to go to that banquet supper of the Lamb, praise God, one of these days. If we have taken the Lamb of God as our sacrifice, praise God. Praise God. There's people out there tonight that are sacrificing sheep and goats and turtle doves and different things that they're trying to catch and run down and pin up and feed up and try to get that thing to make a good sacrifice, but it'll never be the sacrifice that God made at Calvary. Praise God. Praise God. The old rugged cross made a difference. Praise God. I'll tell you, there's forgiveness at the cross of Christ. There is a way that God made. We better get in God's way and get out of our own way. There's a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I tell you, let's get in this good old way, the one that God made. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, I love the Lord, I tell you. Two men went up to the temple one day. One said, I'm a pretty good fellow. I'm a good man. I pay my tithes. I do this and I do that. The other man wouldn't even lift up his eyes. He said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'll tell you what happened. The man that said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, he got up, went home, was justified. Praise God. Amen. But that one man that wouldn't even, he looked down on that other man and he said, oh, he's just a sinner. But I believe that sinner knew that he needed God. That other man thought he had good works. That other man didn't need Christ. He thought he could get by without him. But I tell you what, you can't get by without him tonight. You must be born again. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. When they come out of Egypt, they took that blood of that lamb and they put that blood on that top of that door and on them two side posts. If that ain't a cross, I don't know what is. And I believe that blood dripped from the top of that door down on to the bottom where his feet was. He stretched one arm out towards you, the east, one towards the west. His feet pointed to the south and his head to the north. I tell you, he wants you to come in. I don't care where you're at, north, south, east, or west. He was reaching out to the whole world. Praise God. I tell you, he didn't leave nobody out. Praise God. He's not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. Praise God. I'm just glad I came one day, Brother Yearwood. I'm glad I found Christ. Thought about that woman. She came into the Pharisee's house one day, and she took the alabaster box, praise God, and broke that box. And she washed his feet. She come up behind him. She anointed his feet, washed his feet.
Yes,
praise God. Wiped his feet with the hairs of her head. And they looked around and said, this woman's a sinner. If he knowed, if he was a prophet, he'd know that this woman was a sinner, and what kind of woman that this woman was. I guess they know this woman. I guess they know what kind of woman she was. I guess they know she was a bad sinner. But I tell you what she done. She wept. She wept, and she washed the feet of Jesus. And you know, Jesus said, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he got to telling him about two men. One owed a certain amount, and another owed a greater amount. And I tell you what, he said, who would love him the most? The one that he forgave the least, or the one that he forgave the most? And Simon said, well, I suppose it's the one that he forgave the most. And he said, her sins are forgiven, because she's loved much. I tell you, if you get your sins forgiven tonight or today, I tell you, you'll begin to love Jesus. I fell in love with Jesus, praise God.
Amen.
And it's the best thing I've ever done. Praise God. It's the best thing I've ever done, falling in love with Jesus. Praise God. We're supposed to love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I tell you, we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourself. And if we can't forgive our neighbor whom we have seen, you know, and we can't love our neighbor whom we have seen, how can we say that we love God? I tell you, I didn't know God. I didn't love God before I got saved. I didn't know him. But you know, after you give your heart to Christ, you'll begin to find out how good he is. You'll begin to find out that he's the best friend you'll ever have. You'll begin to find out that he'll answer prayer. Praise God. I tell you, I think they read a little while ago the 103rd Psalm, how that the Lord forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. Praise God. You know, he done that for me, praise God. He forgave me of my sins, and he healed my body, praise God. I've had many healings since I've been a Christian, since I've been walking with the Lord. And I tell you, I still got some more problems, but I know he'll take care of them. I know that he answers prayer, and he'll do what he done for me, he'll do for you. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Amen. If he's healed one person, and you know he's healed one person, that means he's still the healer. That means he's no respecter of person. That means you can get your healing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8, the Bible tells us that Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm going to turn back over to Brother Yearwood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Sister Green, you want to go ahead and obey the Lord again? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, I was thinking here in Isaiah 43 and 25. It says, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions of mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. He told us to ask. He said, you have not because you ask not. He wants us, like little Betty read a while ago in John, the 1st John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you know, I was thinking about how merciful God is and forgive us, and how we are so hard sometimes. We may be Christians and say we can't go to church because somebody hurt me, or we've fallen out with somebody. Maybe years have gone by before since you've talked to a loved one or someone that you used to call your friend. And I was thinking in Matthew 18 and 21, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosened him and forgave him the debt. And the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when the fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgive thee of all debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one of his brothers their trespasses. And I was thinking, you know, we need to forgive others. It may be years, but you know that could hold you. You could have gate trouble when you get over yonder if you don't forgive. And you know, you might be looking at somebody trying to get a mote out of some of your neighbor's eye when you got a eye that may be holding you back. But you know, God has got everything recorded, and he said if you ask forgiveness, he will surely blot it out. Praise the Lord, and remember it no more. So go to that one. He said, if you have, think that your friend has alt against you, your brother has alt against you, take your gift to the altar, lay it there, and go ask for forgiveness to your brother, and then go back and pick up and take up your gift. Praise God. You know, I just want you to make it in tonight. You might think you're all right with the Lord. You might say, well, I can't go to church. There's too many hypocrites there. And you know what? I tell you what, you might be a light to him. You might be a blessing to him. You might be able to help him. But if you're sitting home on your couch and you can't go to church, how can you be a blessing when he told us when we got saved that we're to be a witness? And you know, in Acts chapter 2, I was thinking how those that in Jerusalem, there in Israel, in the second chapter of Acts, for David, praise God, for David is not ascended to the heavens, but he had himself, and the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on the right hand until I make thy foes a footstool. Praise God, and to thee let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they had heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter, to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise God, that many as are far off is me and you. Praise the Lord. We are them. In the same chapter, Joel said, this is that, praise God, that the prophet Joel spoke about. Praise the Lord, the gift of the Holy Ghost is to you. What's holding you back? Praise the Lord. What hindereth the run that you're running with the Lord? What has hindered you? Praise God. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Praise the Lord. Forgiveness. You must forgive your brother, your sister, the one that hurt you, offended you. For years you've sat and you didn't go to church because they hurt you. And you've picked up bad things again. You've picked up habits. Maybe you had quit smoking one time and you picked it back up and you said, what's the use? Praise the Lord. But I tell you, the end is coming soon. That last trump is going to sound and God's going to call us up hither and we're going to go be with the Lord forever. But you may be left behind and we sure don't want you to be left behind. There's a cry going out in the wilderness from the wilderness. John the Baptist came out of the wilderness and said, get ready. For he is coming whose shoe latches I'm not worthy to loosen. Praise God, but I tell you, he's a coming. Get ready. Lay down the filthy weights of sin that beset you. Praise the Lord. That'll weigh you down. Praise God. Get back on fire for God. If I could say anything to anybody out there to encourage you, you get back on fire for the Lord. And you put that old devil that we sing a song. How bad do you want it? I want everything God's got for me. Praise the Lord. Here's Brother Yearwood.
Amen. I appreciate that. If you're out there and want to call in on this and be a part of this service, well, go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759 and be a part of it. We'll put you right on the line with us. So I've got a scripture here I'd like to read. In Matthew 6th chapter, and I want to start in verse 12. It says, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you your. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You know, God is telling us here in the Word of God, you know, He's saying if we don't forgive men of the trespasses that have trespassed against us, if we don't look up and forgive them, it don't matter what. You know, the Scripture says over there, one passage of Scripture, they asked Jesus, said, how many times shall I forgive them? Seven times? He said, no, not seven times, but 70 times seven in one day. So we forgive them that have sinned against us. And many times, I believe about 490 times, that's what it totals up to be, that you're supposed to forgive one man or one woman, a boy or girl, that comes up to you and asks you to forgive them. If you want to make heaven your home, you're going to have to forgive them. If you don't do that, the Word says, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive you of your trespasses. But thank God we have, if you've really been born again and washed in the blood of Jesus, you got that forgiven heart. But if you don't, as a sister was saying there a while ago, you'll not make heaven your home. You got to be willing to reach out to them and say, yes, I forgive you. And the Word says right there in verse 14 again, it says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And you know, that's what it's all about there tonight, my friend, is forgiveness. I tell you what, that's what this message is about this week, is forgiveness. I just praise God tonight for Him reaching out to us, for Him reaching down and saying, you sinned against me, but I forgive you. As somebody, I believe, said a while ago, Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do, when they were crucifying Him on the cross. Praise God, they plucked His beard and everything else. But He said, Father, He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And, you know, I remember reading about Stephen's whenever he was being stoned to death. He looked up to the heavens, and he seen Jesus standing at the right hand side of the Father. And he looked at Him and he said, Lord, he said, don't lay this charge to their sin. In other words, they don't know what they're doing. I just asked you to forgive them. That's what he was asking, just like Jesus. He was asking them to forgive him, for they didn't know what they were doing. My friend, tonight, you don't know what you're doing, but God is willing to forgive you of your trespasses. He's willing to forgive you of your sins. He's wanting you to come to heaven to be with Him. I tell you what, praise God. He tells us not to lead us into, see here, in the verse 13 in the 6th chapter, it said, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, that's what we need to be praying. And we know that God's not going to lead us into no evil. We know that God's going to lead us and guide us into all the truth. and everything is going to go perfect with God. Our spirits has got to be a perfect spirit. People say I can't be perfect in this life. No, we'll never be perfect in the flesh, in the eyes of man. But that spirit that lives within, it's got to be perfect if we ever make heaven our home. Because Jesus told us that to be ye therefore perfect, even as our Father which is in heaven perfect. And the Bible also says, the perfect in heart shall see God. Everybody's going to see God, but it's going to take that perfect in heart to see the Lord. My friend, I tell you what, it's time that people realize that God is wanting to forgive them. It's time the world realizing that Jesus will forgive you. I don't care if you're a Buddhist or what kind of a belief you may be. God will deliver you from all of that. If you'll just call upon him, he said all sins are forgiven, but the blaspheming against the Holy Ghost, it's not forgiven in this world, neither the world to come. My friend, I tell you what, God is looking for people that will call upon him and that will look and say, Lord, forgive me of my trespasses. Hallelujah. I tell you what, if we will call upon him, he will forgive us. Excuse me, praise God. Let's look into Matthew 9 and starting in verse 1. And he enters into a ship, passes over, and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, laying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. You know, I tell you what, God is looking, and he told him his sins was forgiven of thee. Praise God, I tell you what, God healed that man, and he's still doing the same thing today. In verse 3 it says, and behold, certain of the scribes and within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, known their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise and walk? You know, praise God, Jesus could have said it either way he wanted to, but he told them that their sins would be forgiven. And praise God, I tell you, today, my friend, either way he wants to say it, if he wanted to say take up the bed and walk, he can do it. If he wants to say arise and walk, he can do it. And praise God, he's doing that same thing today. And in verse 6 it says, but this ye may know, that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sins. Then say he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which have given such power unto man. And as Jesus passed forth from hence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the a receipt of custom, and he said unto him, follow me, and he arose and followed him. You know, praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that God is doing these things and that he tells us in his word that he's doing them. And, you know, all we've got to do is just believe. All we've got to do is take on his word and say, yes, Lord, take up thy bed and walk. Go into thy house, and praise God, we can do that very same thing tonight. And I'm so thankful that God is still doing that same work that he did then. I'm thankful that I've seen God heal them. I've seen them that was on walkers and wheelchairs and different things, and I've seen them rise up, and I've seen them walk. And I thank God that God is still doing that same thing today. I want to ask Brother Tim if he's got a song there ready to sing. And so as he sings this song, I just think about where you're going to spend eternity. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I came here and sing a song for Jesus. You may laugh as near as you get up and walk on out. And I don't know what suits your fancy. And I came to see a soul saved. Ain't that what it's all about? I didn't come to hear the crowd roar laughter. When I came, I told a different route. I don't know just what you came after, but I came to see a soul saved. Ain't that what it's all about?
That's what it's all about.
Praise the Lord. 706, go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Telling you once again, I just wanted to, I had to let you go there for a little bit, but I want to call back and tell you I appreciate you being on your show. I enjoyed the show. There was some good preaching tonight. You did a fantastic job preaching tonight, and Timothy did a wonderful job, and so did all the other singers and the and preachers tonight. Y'all just keep the senior prayer down here in Dalton, Georgia. We're going to be me and another brother, Nick Sargent, will be putting on a youth revival. I'll be helping him put on a youth revival with a couple other preachers. That's starting next week. It's going to be the 1st through the 9th. April 1st through the 9th. We'll start at 7 p.m. every night. So, you know, wherever you are, just start praying for us. It'll be at a last day roundup, Cowboy Church of Villanow, Georgia. So y'all just be praying for us that we have a good revival. And if there's anybody out there in the Dalton area, Dalton or North Georgia area, and if you don't have a place to worship Easter Sunday, I'd like to invite everybody to come on out to Barnell Full Gospel Church Easter Sunday morning. We start Sunday school at 10 o'clock and worship service at 11. You know, we'll also be having some a cookout and fellowship afterwards. Everybody's welcome to be there if you can. But I'd like to just tell you, y'all just be praying for us, and we'll be praying for y'all, and y'all keep doing what you're doing. And Lord willing, we'll talk to y'all next week on the show.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate you, Brother Tony, calling in and ministering there a while ago and making announcements there of Barnell Full Gospel, so everybody come and be down with them. Brother Willie Torres is the pastor, and he'll preach you so many ways. You got to like one of them. They're a wonderful bunch of people down there in Barnell there. So just go on down there and be with them. And we wished we could be down there, Brother Tony, but we're up here in Ohio, and so we'll be up here through Sunday. So just keep us in your prayer. Brother John?
Yeah, bro.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
I just appreciate what the Lord's doing tonight, and I got a few other scriptures here I'm going to give, but I'm going to sing another song. I don't have the music tonight, but I sort of feel led to sing this song. So my musicians were not able to show up tonight because a lot of them got called into their workplace because there was others that weren't able to come to the Lord. But you just worship the Lord as I sing this song, please.
Amen.
A carpenter by trade, came to build his father's church on plans they had made. His destiny was Calvary, his mission would not fail. He built this church on a rugged cross, and pretty old but steep nail. This church is still standing, and it will never fall. Bloodstained its foundation, and faith its wall. The world may come against it, they will not prevail. He built this church on a rugged cross, pretty old rusty nail. He built this church on a rugged cross and three old rusty nails.
You know, we're talking about forgiveness, and we just appreciate what the Lord is doing. Appreciate forgiveness tonight. Appreciate the plan of his forgiveness tonight. You know what I was thinking as all the preachers were preaching tonight and all the singers. what about the times in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 where Solomon the king had begun to pray? He had just finished the house of the Lord. He just finished the king's house. And verse 11 says, then Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make into the house of the Lord, and in his own house he prosperously effected. So that which he kept in his heart, he finished the work, and he finished his own house. He finished the house of the Lord. There is completion of the temple. The Bible says there in verse 12, and the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and I've chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. You know, all the grandeur of the temple tonight, we need to know. David, his father, had in his heart to build him a place to dwell. But you need to know tonight that the heavens and heavens cannot contain the Lord God that we serve tonight. You also need to know tonight that the only place that he can do was put his name there. And I believe tonight that he's chosen to put his name inside each and every one of you that's listening tonight. I believe that he decided to put his name, and he's chosen to put his name in the name of forgiveness. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name that's above every name given among men whereby we must be saved. There's no other name. Tonight, amen, as he appeared unto him, you need to know tonight that the Lord is appearing unto you tonight. And he's heard your prayer. And he's chosen this place right there where you're at to become a house of sacrifice for his forgiveness. He said, if I shut up heaven, let there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Then he said in verse 14, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, are you his people tonight? Have you been called by his name? First thing you need to do, shall humble themselves. The first thing we have to do is humble ourselves before the Lord Jesus Christ. Make ourselves humility, just like Brother Green said, talked about the man who didn't even lift up his eyes. The man that won the Pharisee in pride. Just like he said, fasted twice. He said, I thank God I fast twice a week. And he said, I thank God I'm not like this man. Church, I want to be exactly like that man tonight. The Bible says to humble himself and pray. Second thing we need to do is pray, church. Pray unto a living God. Pray to a loving God. Some of you would say, I don't know how to pray. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, that the Spirit will make intercessions. Then when we know not what to pray, it will help us with our infirmities. There's a God that will teach you how to pray. There's a God when you don't know how to pray, when you don't know how to petition him, when you don't know how to come before him, the Heavenly Father, the loving Father, will teach you. He'll say, this is the way, walk ye in it. The third thing we need to do is seek his face. Church, tonight we need to seek the face of forgiveness. More than ever before, we need to find the face of God. The fourth thing is we need to turn from our wicked ways. It's time for us to turn. It's time for those of you that many I feel by the spirit of prophetic ministry that, amen, that you need to turn from your wicked ways. There's a turning around for many tonight. There's a turning around for the word that went forth. There are many tonight. And many that we even turn into this program after we're off the air, and there'll be a turning around. He said, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land.
Amen.
Heaven is opening up tonight, church. There's a hearing from heaven. There's his ear is not slack. Amen. He's inclining his ear unto us tonight, church. While you have the ear of the Father, will you ask for forgiveness? While you have the ear of the Father, will you do these things that he instructed Solomon and the nation, amen, at the dedication of the temple? Will you dedicate your temple? He said, know ye not, ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost tonight. Know ye not. Will you dedicate yourself? Will you dedicate yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ? He said, now my eyes be open and my ears attend to the prayer that is made in this place. Tonight, church, you have the ability to open the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ and open his ears, and he will be attentive to your prayer because he has chosen to sanctify his house that my name be there forever and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Do you have the heart of God tonight? do you have his eyes upon you? Is his name in you? And will it be in you forever? It's up to you tonight, church. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever thirsts tonight, whosoever hungers tonight, you have the opportunity right now. You have the opportunity right now to be saved and be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but there's one that cometh after me, whose shoelaces I'm not worthy to unlatch it. We serve a God tonight that we're not worthy to bow down and untie his shoes. But I praise the Lord tonight that he's a God of forgiveness, that he's reached down and touched us and touched our lives and touched everything about us. Will you receive him tonight as your Lord and Savior? Will you receive him as both Lord and Christ tonight? The opportunity is up to you right now. Choose ye this day whom you shall serve, but as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Go ahead, Brother Lord.
Okay, appreciate that, Brother John. I think Sister Joanne's got an announcement she wants to make, so I'll turn it to her this time.
If you are living in the Middletown area of Ohio, I encourage you, if you don't have a church to go to, Saturday night, Brother Lloyd Yearwood here with us here at the broadcast. This is his blog talk message. He'll be preaching at Heavenly Highway Tabernacle. Pastor Billy Wilson, Sister Helen Wilson, they're the pastors there. Brother Russ Bray and Sister Kim Bray is associate pastors. Come be with us. It is at 5990 Michael Road, Middletown, Ohio, and that's the Madison area of Ohio. Come be with us. Saturday night starts at 7 p.m. and be with us Sunday morning starts at 10 a.m. and that's Resurrection Sunday. Praise God. Come on out there. I know we see Miamisburg, we see Fairborn, there's Dayton, all over the Miami Valley area. Come out to Heavenly Highway Tabernacle, Pastor Billy Wilson and Brother Pastor Russ Bray, Saturday night at 7 p.m. It's at 5990 Michael Road, Middletown, Madison, Ohio. And Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood will be preaching. Starts at 7 p.m. Also, if you want to join in on us on the Macedonian call around the globe, we're Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern time.
Amen. Brother John, go ahead and tell your church. We've got about 2 minutes.
All right. Well, I'm here in Thomaston, Georgia. We're 114 East Main Street, Thomaston, Georgia. We're about 70, 75 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. We're right here on the main street, just basically downtown, just a block off the square. And our services are at Sunday morning, Sunday school at 10, regular service at 11 o'clock, Sunday nights at 6 o'clock, and then Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock, amen. And we're going this Friday and Saturday, and we're not going over Sunday, but Friday and Saturday, Sister Shirley Watkins and Brother G.C.'s Watkins Church, they're having a revival. They're having a brother down from Tennessee. Amen. Friday night, 7 o'clock, and that's at on Highway 41 in Smart, Georgia. And they'd be glad to have you if you're in this area. Amen. It's right on the other side of Forsyth, Georgia. Go ahead down a few miles past Forsyth there on the right-hand side. It says the House of Prayer. And so they'll be glad to have you. I'm not sure what the address is, but we just want to welcome each and every one of you if you're in this area to come and be with us and be a part of the worship and praise, amen, and we just want to tell everybody that we love each and every one of you and lift it up, and we appreciate each and every one of you, all the ministers on the program, all those that are calling in, and praying one another. We're just seeing miracles after miracles and just divine healings and the Lord Jesus Christ definitely on the throne, amen.
Amen, Brother John. I sure do appreciate this, and I appreciate this 2-hour service tonight. I think
Amen.
God done something. I'm sure that he did. So we'll try our next week for 2 hours and just see how the Lord's going to work for us. So we've got about 10 seconds left. So God bless everybody and appreciate everybody that called in. And so we'll just go off the air right now. So God bless you and we love you.